It is the second part of Football Miracles, because they had such a nice time the first time. I've still got John Milburn, Phil Blundell, John Gibbons and Kev Walsh. People have come back. This show has only just been released, the first one, John, when we've, as we're recording this, I reckon we'll have a queue around the block for 3 and 4.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure I can do the next couple, but yeah, I don't think you're going to struggle for people wanting to do it, especially, like, you know, after they've heard it, as you say, because we had a scream. Like, we went out and just had a brilliant night off the back of it, me, because it was that sort of environment. That was the night where you come and joined us a bit later and you said you could hear us from the Tate, which was like about 200 metres.
Literally 200. I could hear them laughing from one end of the Albert Dock to the other. That's how loud the laughter was.
But I say, Neil, it's your own fault, you got us all riled up.
I did. So the premise of the show is indeed about miraculous moments as put together by an Evertonian, a combination of us being unable to have any high whatsoever, compounded by them getting football miracles on a weekly basis, season after season. And there's loads of this where we can do Everton, John. There's loads of Everton jokes, there's loads of Everton stuff. For me, one of the most Liverpool Everton things that's ever happened, and we will get to the big one on a later show. We will get to Divock against Pickford, that will come. But for me, the next game where we finished off last time with Big Stand FC was that following December when we went to their place. And the most Liverpool Everton thing I've ever known in my life is their reaction to 9 minutes of injury time in a Merseyside derby that was 0-0, when they wanted to be anywhere but Goodison Park and wanted that final whistle to blow, and we all went berserk because we thought, we're going to win this.